So turn with me if you go to Proverbs 3. We had a song this morning, Trust and Obey.
Amen.
And I said, if there's anything I want my life to be this year, it's trust and obey the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Bible says Saul had a little time himself over there when he was anointed king. He had problems obeying the Lord, problems minding the Lord. And he was supposed to go in. God sent him into a country, and he was supposed to destroy that whole country, the cattle, everything.
Amen.
Just wipe it off the face of the earth. And he thought within himself, well, I'll just take the best and offer it as a sacrifice to the Lord. Well, our best is not good enough for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And Samuel told him there, you know, that's what God cost him his kingship when he realized he wasn't going to obey the Lord. Mm-hmm. Samuel told him to obey is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
I mean, anytime we can obey the Lord, it's better than any sacrifice that we can offer up of our own selves to God. You know, we say a lot of times, just like the publican and the Pharisee, where the publican said, Lord, I pay my tithes.
Yep.
I do this, I do that. That's a sacrifice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's better to obey God, amen, than to have to sacrifice. Because, amen, I'm glad that Jesus had already made the sacrifice.
Right.
He's the ultimate sacrifice. We don't have to have another sacrifice. All we must do is obey the Lord and what He says. Well, this says here in verse 5 of Proverbs chapter 3, it says, trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
With all thine heart.
Yeah.
All thine heart.
Yeah.
Not part of it, all of it. And lean not to thine own understanding.
Yeah.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's all we're going to read.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. That verse is my favorite verse in all the Bible.
Bless him, Lord.
Because I find myself clinging to that. I find myself, Lord, I've got to trust you. Lord, help me trust you.
Amen.
When there's things I don't understand going on in the world, help me trust you.
Amen.
When there's things going on in my life that I don't understand, Lord, help me trust you. Amen. I can't trust the world. The world is ever changing. The world is never the same. It's always in constant flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's always constantly up, constantly down. You can't put your money in the stock market without having to worry about it going up and down. Amen. You can't put your trust in somebody without worrying about having them going wishy-washy on you. There's just nobody that you can really trust except the Lord. Jesus said,
Amen.
He said that Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen.
Yeah.
God said that I am the Lord God. I changeth not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. And amen. I'm glad that we've got a God today that we don't have to worry about that's going to fail us. We don't have to worry about that's going to let us down. Amen. He went all the way to Calvary for me and you. Amen. So that we can put our trust in Him, knowing that He is the one true God. Amen. It's able to save from sin. Amen. When Elijah was over there on the top of Mount Carmel, amen, he was having to deal with the prophets of Baal over there. Amen. And he talked about how he ran from Jezebel.
Bless
but after that,
amen.
But before that, he was over in the prophets of Baal over there. Amen. And they was on the top of the mountain. And they was getting ready to sacrifice. Amen. And Elijah told him, amen, to go ahead and sacrifice to their God. And he would sacrifice to his God. Amen. The one that answered by fire would be truly be God. Amen.
Yeah.
When's the last time the Lord has answered by fire in your life? Amen. When's the last time God has really lit you up? Amen. So trust Him. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. And lean not to your own understanding. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. I had to go through that recently myself. And amen. Putting your trust in the Lord. Amen. Is the most important thing you can do. Amen, because He's the one that's on the other side of things.
Amen.
He can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Amen, before you ever get there, amen, the Lord is already there.
Yeah.
The Lord is already there. Amen, He's already waiting, amen, if you'll just step out of the boat and come to Him.
Yeah.
Amen, and trust Him that He'll catch you if you fall. Amen, the Bible talks about the just man falling 7 times and rising up again 7 times. Amen, if you knew that every time you fell down that God would pick you up, amen, how hard would it be to just do what God told you to do if you knew that you'd have that kind of success?
Right.
You say, well, it ain't too successful falling down. Amen, but every time you get back up, you've learned something new.
Right.
Whereas if you didn't trust the Lord, you wouldn't know half of what you know now.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to claim the testimonies and the good news and things that God has done for you if you just sit on the seat and do nothing in your life.
Amen.
Amen. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. We need to give our whole heart to the Lord. We need to give our whole effort to the Lord. Amen. Because it's not really trusting somebody if you're still holding on to something.
Amen.
Hey, man, if I go outside and I get on a boat or something somewhere, Amen. And we're out in the middle of nowhere, and Jesus had told me to walk on the water like He did Peter. If I have one leg in and one leg out, I'm not really trusting the Lord now, am I? Amen. I'm still holding on to something, amen, that's got me afloat. Amen. It seems like it's taking care of me. But just like that, the boat could flip over, amen. We got a God of the storm, and He takes care of us in the middle of the storm. Sometimes the storm is great big, but He's going to calm us through the storm, amen. He may not get the storm to go away. He may not calm the storm, but He can calm us in the storm.
Amen.
But if I got one leg in the boat, one leg out of the boat, if I got one leg in salvation and one leg out of salvation, come on. If I got one leg in God, one leg in the world, then I'm not trusting.
That's right.
Amen. I'm saying, Lord, there's something else that I'm used to. I'm used to this over here.
Yeah.
I can't remember the quote exactly, but it talks about, how can you expect to see the sea if you're still attached to the shore? If you don't never leave the shore, how do you expect to see the sea? Amen. There's so many things God has got offered for us. Amen. This is a brand new year. This is the first Sunday we've had for this new year. Be at church. Amen. We need to start the new year right. Amen. I'm not talking about making all kinds of resolutions and then breaking them a month later. Amen. That's between you and the Lord. But I'm telling you, you need to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. This year, you need to trust the Lord more than you ever have, because it's going to get as worse as we can expect it this year. Amen. Then it'll keep getting worse and worse until the Lord comes back. The Bible tells us in the Matthew chapter 24 and all these other places, amen, about wars and rumors of wars, and about things happening that we don't understand, that we can't see. But He says, when these things start to happen, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Amen. Hey, whether the stock market crashes, whether they elect a new president, whether they do anything else in the world today, our eyes need to be on Jesus. Amen. We need to trust in the Lord. The Bible says He sets one up and He puts down another. Amen. We need to trust that God knows what He's doing. Amen. You may have something in your own life that God has been nudging you for and urging you about. Amen. I don't know. I don't know why the Lord sent this message this way. I didn't even know what I was going to do when He said, come on. I did not expect that. Amen. But I knew that God was able. Amen. I had to come up here and say, Lord, I trust You. You're going to have to help me, because I ain't got the words. But He says, if you'll, in all thy ways, if you'll acknowledge God. You say, what does that mean? Amen. It means that when we're about to go down the road, we don't say, well, you know what? I know this road like the back of my hand, and I'm going to get there.
Amen.
There may be things we've gone through in life, and we just know them like the back of our hand. But that's just like reading the Bible. Oh, I know this Bible from cover to cover. But what did Gary say this morning? He read this thing last week. Guess what? This week it totally changed. There might be a pothole down there you didn't know about. Man, that place we went to today had covered potholes. Tug holes, as your daddy called them. Everywhere. She said, oh, there's a dip. I put on the brakes and look. I said, if I went through that, man, we'd have one less wheel. You don't know what's going on down the bend of the road. I've traveled this road all my life. Well, that's fine. There might be a pothole down there on the other side. Might be a tree fell down. Not too long ago, we went to my wife's parents, and right in the middle of the road, there's a tree. Trees don't grow in the road because you've looked. They grow on the side of the road. This tree was in the middle of the road. And we had to slow down. We had to stop. You know, our life is like that. Yes, this way is narrow and straight, but there's trees in the middle of the road. There's rocks. There's chug holes. This way ain't perfect. God's perfect. But this life we live just ain't perfect. We're in His flesh. All the time stumbling and falling, tripping up. We have to say, Lord, help us. Forgive us of sin. Forgive us. Forgive me. Help me. Had to come off this morning and say, Lord, Jerry preached hard on me. He got my toes. But I had to repent. Amen. God, because I'm glad God loves us enough to give us what we need.
Amen.
We got to trust the Lord in all our ways. Lord, yes, I've been down this road. But Lord, You know. You're the one that made the road.
Amen.
You're the one that maintains the road. You're the one that takes care of me. And I've got to acknowledge God in all my ways, and He'll direct my path.
Amen.
So that means wherever I'm going, God can direct my path if I trust Him as the navigator. Now, I'd say everybody in here has dealt with a GPS at one point in their life, sometime or other, whether it's on your phone or it's on the dashboard or whatever it is. And how many times have you trusted that thing and it took you the wrong way?
Yeah.
I was listening. I had one that Dad gave me not long ago. Well, it's been a few years. One of them old tom-toms. Big old thing. Now they're small. This is like a big screen TV. And I loved that thing because it had Yoda's voice on there. And you could change your voices around. Well, I was listening to Yoda. You know, Yoda from Star Wars had that funny way of talking. Told me to turn down this road, turn down that road. I don't remember where I was going, but somewhere in Livingston. I got to the end of that road. There was a dead end, and there was a big river across the rest of it. It's like, Yoda, you don't know what you're talking about. The force ain't with you. You don't have the force today. You just took me a completely wrong spot. But amen, we need to trust the Lord.
Amen. Bless you.
They call it GPS, Global Positioning System. We need to have our God positioning system on.
Amen.
Need to trust the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. He made this world. He knows every spot on it that there's a crook. Amen. Every spot over there that there's a turn. Every spot that there's a dip. And I know I'm talking about the world because that's how we understand it. But I'm really talking about your spiritual walk.
Amen.
I'm really talking about that spiritual highway that Jerry talks about a lot. Being on the spiritual highway.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to trust the Lord with all our heart. Amen. We got to trust the Lord to take the wheel of our life and be able to direct us to where He'd have us to go.
Amen.
And that's what we need to do this year. Because we don't know what's going to happen. Every time you turn around, the news says one thing, and it's always bad news. And somebody else says something else, and you can't really rely on none of that stuff. We just listened to a little kind of radio podcast thing this evening, and it said something that I really never considered. And I've noticed it happening in my own life, which is a good thing. But he talks about, you know, we have this natural mindset because all we do is we see the natural things in the world. We see the news. We see all this other stuff. We have that carnal mind we talked about this morning. But the more you put your eyes and the more you put your mind on God's Word, you'll start seeing spiritual things.
Amen.
You'll start seeing that, yes, this thing is impossible in the flesh, in the carnal mind. God, what God told you to do, it's impossible for us to walk on water, amen, in the flesh. But what did He tell Peter? Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
We may not walk on the water, but Jesus said, greater things than I do, you're going to be able to do.
Right.
Amen. I want to be one of them greater things. Amen. I want to be able to do them greater things. So if I get myself steeped in the Word of God, I'll be able to see the world like God sees the world. And I'll be able to see, amen, that I'm not limited through God. Amen. But in the world, the things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
That's right, man.
You don't have the answer right now. You say, how am I going to do this? Hey, you don't worry about the how. Amen. You just start going, and God can direct you to the how. God knows the how. Don't worry about the how. You just start stepping in the direction that God told you to go. Amen. And the how will present itself.
Amen.
Abraham didn't know how in the world he's going to be made a great nation. When God called him out of Ur and out of that place, told him to go to a different place and said he would lead him, Abraham didn't know where in the world he was going. But the important thing is that God couldn't get him there if he didn't start.
Amen.
Boy, it's so easy. I know I can't be the only one in here that does this. Just to stub up and say, Lord, I just don't know. I don't want to start moving if I don't have some kind of direction. Well, you start looking at the Bible and you realize all kinds of people didn't have a clue. They just had to start somewhere. Had to go. Had to move. Because then God could direct. And when you start without a clue of what to do, that shows trust. Lord, you know the way. I'm going to step out. And you can guide me. He's a shepherd.
Right,
he guides with his staff. He guides the sheep where they need to go, but they must follow. Well, that's good.
Amen.
We can't be leaders all the time.
Right.
A lot of times we try to lead our own life.
Yeah.
We got to follow the Lord. He's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd.
Yeah.
He takes care of us for us. We got to trust the shepherd that He's going to lead us right. So therefore we start following. We start moving.
Amen.
That's the important thing. We move on God's command. We trust and obey. Obey requires action. It requires movement.
Mm-hmm.
I've cleared my heart, Brother Jerry.
Bless you, Lord.
I hope it's done somebody some good.
Bless you, Jesus.
I tell you what, I just want to have a good new year. I already see things God's doing in my life, and it's so easy for the devil to just slip in and say, oh, things can't be that good. Just remember where you've always been. Well, I don't like the way I've always been. I want to be a better person. I want to be a better Christian.
Yeah.
I want to have more faith.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the devil will try to make you feel guilty for believing in the Lord because, well, you didn't used to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't used to raise your hand in church. You didn't used to shout. You didn't used to cry. Mm-hmm. People think you're crazy.
Right.
No. It's what God says is what matters.
Amen.
And if you need to shout, you shout. If you need to cry, you cry. But you let the Lord have His way and trust and obey whatever that movement is. That may be the first step to your victory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask if Melissa come get a song on the piano. Everybody stand. This might have been short and scattered, but that's what the Lord gave me.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Bless you. This altar is open. I don't know anybody's heart, but if you have a need, if you feel like you need to trust the Lord more, if you feel like you haven't been obeying Him, you feel like there may be something down the road that you can't see and that you question whether I could be faithful enough to God to obey Him, come get that set right now. Come get that straightened out. You don't want to leave these doors without that peace in your heart. We talked about this morning in Sunday school. To be carnally minded is death. Worry is death. Fear is death. Doubt is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yeah.
And you can't buy peace with, I don't care how much money you got.
Amen.
Peace is one of the most important things you'll have when you leave this place today. But you can say, God, I'm at peace with whatever you have me do.
Yeah.
There's no conflict. There's no condemnation. I'm at peace. We've already had some come. If you would, those that are able, come around and gather around them, help them pray. If you have any